Hi, family. Great big good morning to you guys. And I'm excited to be back with you guys. How are you doing? Happy Thursday. So, welcome to Motivation Mornings. I'm super excited to be back with you guys. And for those of you that don't know me, I am Shani Simon Godfrey, founder and CEO of Elevation TV Network, legacy consulting firm, among others. And I'm here Thursdays in the morning just to get us fired up about building our passion, building our business. And that's why I'm here, just to put a little fire back under you, just to push a little bit harder to retrieve your goals. That's why I'm here. So I was out last week because I was expanding one of my enterprises and I to launch the Gifted Candles. So I was just It's just a lot. So I couldn't be on with you guys. So you guys can catch that website, giftedcandles.com, and check us out. We're all organic. So this week, you guys know I'm all about making us grow, right? Securing that legacy. So today, we're going to talk about how long can your business survive without you and four steps to secure your business. All right, so let's dive on in. So first thing you want to do is, a lot of people have these great ideas, they have these great businesses, and a lot of people are even running a business, working a business, but they're not incorporated. Right? They're not incorporated. They have their name, they have everything, but they don't have that legal paperwork that says that you are a legal entity, you are a legal business. And we talk about separating the employee from the entrepreneur, right? If you're just working and you're not, and you don't incorporate your business, then, well, you really don't have a business. You don't have a real legal entity, and you should. And what I've seen happen is someone loved the name, they come, they take your name and incorporate your name, and now you really legally can't even use your own brand. So you got to be careful with that. So, one, incorporate your business, go to your Secretary of State's website. Incorporate your business. Businesses can be incorporated. Nonprofits, I know I'm in Florida, is $60, right? And corporation is $170. So it's not expensive. Go to SBA, S as in Sam, B as in baby, A as in alpha, .gov. And everything that you want to know about starting a legal business, hi Shannon, that you want to start a legal business, you can find that on that website. But it's important to incorporate, incorporate, incorporate. And I'm not going to dive too much into the incorporate today because, I mean, it's broad. So that's going to have to be for a whole training by itself. But incorporate. Second one is launch your business. We have great ideas and we sit down on them. And I did a post on Facebook the other day because I was driving down the street and I was like, wow, a lot of people go to jobs every day that they don't like, or jobs that it's great jobs, but they don't feel fulfilled. And it's because really that's not where they're supposed to be. That's not the purpose. That's not the calling. The job is paying good. It's great. Everything's good, but they just don't feel like they belong there. Right? So launch that business. Launch the business. We already talked about the planning and all of that that comes along with that, but launch that business. Number three is to grow that business. So, growing that business, what does growing a business even mean? Growing a business, we are going to talk to friends and family. We always go to friends and family first, right? We always bounce ideas off of them. But if your friends and family, and a lot of people always say, you know what, my friends and my families don't really support my vision, they don't really support my dreams, then hey, I always say that family is those people that we're relatives, we're born to them. Family is your bestie, you know. Family is us. We have relationships, right? We get to know each other, we grow with each other. And family is just that person you hold dear into your heart. Reach out to them. Listen, this is a product, would you pay me for it? This is a service, will you pay me for it? You have platforms, you have a Facebook page, you have people on your page. Reach out to them. Will you guys pay for this? Is this something that will benefit you and your business, right? There's a lot of, you go to church, ask the people that's in church with you. Now, use wisdom, because like I said, some people you're not feeling comfortable with asking or even telling about your business, but the ones that you are, bounce it off of them. You're in Facebook group, join a group. You're in a group right now, ask us. Guys, is this a great idea?
How well do you think this is? Because this is an entrepreneur classroom for that reason, built up for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs with entrepreneurs. So feel free to bounce your ideas off of us. You guys can always get in touch with me, ShaniSalmon.com. Ask me, hey, Shani, would you pay for this? Right? Because y'all know I'm a serial entrepreneur and get my hands a little bit of everything, right? And market. You can go to Google, use Google Ads, Bing Ads. You can word of mouth. You can do flyers. You can do business cards. It's just email lists. It's just so much different things that you guys can do to build your list. And in this classroom, in the unit section, it's tons of different training. And that's why I don't spend too much time on the how-tos, but the theory. Because the how-tos, it's a lot of how-tos to build those skills in this classroom. So I'm not going to come on and teach that because you guys can catch that. But I'm going to teach theory because we need that, right? So grow that business. I also created a social media or marketing. You can use it for whatever marketing platform you use, and you can track your marketing, your stats daily, weekly, or monthly. That is a free tool that I created, and I will put that in the link for you guys. And it's a printable because I know a lot of people, there's a spreadsheet that goes along with it, but I know a lot of people just want to put it in their planner, like myself. I'm a planner girl, and I print it, I put it in my planner, and every day I just go through real quick in my social media system, and I just say, okay, this is my stat because I want to know, what am I doing? Is it working for me? Is it not working for me? Am I losing followers? Am I gaining followers? Am I spending too much money on this thing that I'm doing that's not working for me, right? So we have to grow that business. Somebody said to me yesterday, and I love her, she said, listen, Shani, I don't truly believe that you are completely using your connections, tapping into your connections, not using them like, getting over on people, but you're tapping into your connections because what you're doing right now can grow so much because of your connections and the relationships you have built, but you don't use your connections and your relationships. And a part of that is me because I don't want to the word use people or take advantage of people. So I always give and I never receive. I'm one of those people. I don't know if y'all feel me, right? But I'm not big at receiving, but I'm great at giving. And I brought that over into my business. So when I should be reaching out to people and saying, hey, you know what? I can do this for you. I can help you with this or help me with this. I don't because I don't want to be on that I'm using people, right? So that's something that I'm working on myself because I'm always trying to be better too. That's something I'm working on myself. The end of this year is just to reach out to my connections. And I really want to push that to see how well that's working, pushing me into 2019. So that's goal, right? So number four, and this is something that I'm big on, is investing. A lot of people will invest time into their business and they'll invest money into their business, but we have to think about it on a bigger scale. If I'm sick today and I cannot go into my business for a whole week, 2 weeks, 6 months, man, a year, how long can my business stay open? That is what network is, guys. Your network is if you don't do anything today, right now, you just halt and decide to catch up on Netflix, right? How long can you survive? That's all the word network mean. How much do you have to survive if you never lift another finger again in your life? Some people cannot survive a minute, an hour. The thought alone scare them. And that's why a lot of people don't push for it and build their legacy. And a lot of people don't even attempt to grow their legacy for that reason. So invest. Investment can mean anything. A lot of people do real estate, a lot of people do stocks, a lot of, it's just when it comes to investment, guys, and I do want you guys to do your research too because it's just so much different things to invest in. People invest in gold, they invest in real estate, they invest in the stock market. It's so much different things, but self-educate yourself because what I've noticed is And I do have a sincere problem with this, is a lot of people that are supposed to be expert are not really expert. They are just really good at sales. So you got to be able to spot sales when you hear it and when you see it. And you need to be able to spot education. They're educating you. And that's what you really want. The best salespeople are the one that comes to educate and not the ones that come to push a product. So be careful with that. There's a lot of free tools that you guys can use to invest your own. There's E-Trade, there's Robinhood, there's Acorns, there's so much different things. And I personally use all of the above. Again, I get my hands dirty, okay? So I use all of them because as I educate myself along my journey, I want to be, listen, I'm a teacher. So with that, I strongly believe that the best students are the ones that are prepared to survive without me. If I can get you good enough to survive without me, then I know that when you go in the field, you have no choice but to excel because you're good. You're self-sufficient. You don't need me. Want me, but don't need me. And that's why I try to learn everything on my own. So even though I will delegate some things, I still know what it's supposed to look like. Because it's a lot of well-known people that we know and we see that they lose everything, billions of dollars, millions of dollars, because they weren't aware of what that thing is supposed to be doing and what it's supposed to look like. So invest. I don't invest a lot. Because I have so much different things. So for my business, whatever I make from my business, this is what I do. Again, disclaimer, this is what Shani do. You don't have to do what I do. But I invest 10% of everything that I make. If I sell a candle, 10% of that candle, they always say, pay yourself first, guys. The struggle is real. When you pay yourself first, you have no choice but to go push to go make more money. Because if you rob Peter, you might have to shoot Paul because you can't pay him back. So it ain't rob Peter to pay Paul. We're gonna rob Peter and shoot Paul because we can't pay Paul back, right? So what we have to do is 10%. 10% out of my personal go to tithes. The other 10 goes to paying myself first. Then everybody else gonna be paid. And if I can't pay Peter, sorry, Paul. I'm gonna go make some more money so I can. And long term, what I've been doing, I've been seeing that it's working because it's a lot of times we get comfortable. And I get comfortable. I don't know about you. Maybe it's just Shani, but I get so comfortable when my business is doing good and it's just at this set pace. And who don't want to sit down and be like, yeah, I'll take a day off. You know, I earn it. And that's when we come with the I earn it. I deserve this. And I just want to splurge a little bit on something because I work hard. And I don't know, but every so often that mindset come in. But when I go into the pay myself investment, then that I can't do that. Because now if I go and splurge, something's going to be short somewhere else. 10% tithes, 10% investment, the other 80. Check my math here. 80 goes into paying expenses, everything. Wait a minute. No, the other 10% after that going to my emergency fund. Sorry, in my emergency fund, and then the rest goes into everything else. Emergency mean if payroll, right? We shouldn't do it, but if payroll can't be met, got money. If the car needs something, got money. So again, incorporate your business, launch your business, grow your business, invest. Because if we don't invest money from our business into like a way, we need emergency fund for our business too. And nobody told me that, guys. Nobody told me that until things got a little rocky. Then I was like, wait, I'm doing what I was told, but then there's no emergency fund for my business. Think of your business as a second person just without a pulse. The same way you got a social, your EIN number, your employee identification number, your tax ID number from IRS, that if you're in the US, I don't know what you got if you ain't in the US. So if you have that, it's like having a second social security number. The only thing that that thing don't have is a pulse, all right? So think about it like a second person. And if you person need an emergency fund person, then your business need one too. For the what if, the short months, the shortfalls, not making as much as we think. We are sick. We are out. We need, and we talk about diversifying, right? In other trainings, diversifying. Don't just have all your eggs in one basket. If you sell candles. That's all you do. Now you sell candles. You need to get something else to supplement that, that don't need to have anybody watching over it, right? Like maybe some candle ebooks. It's coming, guys. It's coming. Because what that means is if I'm out, if I'm sick, if something's happening, then that part of my business will always generate income into the business. So always think about those things. Put things in place that don't need a human pulse to make it make money. That way, if something happens and you can't be there, life happens. We are people and none of us is exempt from the things that comes with living and breathing. So when that happens, we need to have things that's making us money. And when those things make us money, invest for the what if. Invest where your money is working for you and you are not working for your money. I'm big on that. My first real business was, I was a salesperson. Well, I did insurance sales and investment sales with one of these multi-level marketing companies. And some things that me personally was teaching my clients. I had a lot of clients, guys, but I left because if I'm confused, I'm not going to come to you. And everything that they were saying, pay yourself first, invest, do this, do that, diversify. I didn't understand any of it. But it sound good when I say it and it sound good when they hear it. And I just had to step away and go learn life. And when I learned life, I found out that here's why we're doing it. If I don't know a why, it's hard for me to comply. It's hard for me to do something if I don't know a why. So we're going to incorporate those business because we got to secure that. Incorporate means it's a second person just without a pulse. I don't own anything, guys. I always said me. I think of my life as asset and liability. And this here don't own nothing. Everything is under my business. Down to the cell phone I'm doing live on, right? It's under my business because I'm building that business credit. I'm building that business strong because that's my asset. And I want to make sure that when I put all that hard work into it and God call me home, then my family have a business that I can will to them. You understand? That's what I mean when I say build your legacy. There's no way we should work this hard in our life and then we pass away and it's poof, gone. All of this have to be counted for something. Leave that legacy for the family, for the children, for whomever. All right? So build a business, incorporate the business, launch the business, grow the business, invest money from that business to take care of that business. Invest so good that generations to come is benefiting from your hard work. All right. So guys, again, if you have questions, leave me your questions and your comments. I love talking to you, hearing from you, the inboxes. I'm just honored to always be on with you guys. Okay. So my website, Shani Salmon, like my name.com, or my firm, my creative design firm, legacycsfirm.com. I will post you guys some tools into this comment a little later on so you can go start doing your own research. Start building your business to survive without you, you know, to survive without you. Healthy bones, strong teeth. The works. I always come back to babies. It works, right? So that's what we're going to do. Guys, I love you guys so much. And as we go throughout this week, again, I am going to be giving you practical tools, real life tools that you can use to grow and to build going into 2019. I don't believe we should go into 2019 not on a solid foundation, not knowing the future of us and the future of our business. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm about, to get us to get there. So I love you guys, and I'll see you guys next Thursday. Bye, guys.